Out to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about picking heifers for your beef cow herd. Back on that in just a moment.
Times have been tough. Every day, more folks are cutting back. Schools are tightening the belt as well. That's why there's bacon. Thick sliced, mouth-watering blue and gold bacon. When you buy Blue and Gold's famous breakfast sausage, chicken tenders, and yes, that bacon, you're supporting fundraising for important educational programs in your community. To find out who's selling in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com today. Blue and Gold Sausage. Giving never tasted so good.
Neighbors, if you apply untreated phosphorus fertilizer in the fall, fixation could have your wheat underperforming come harvest. Luckily, adding Avail to your fall applied phosphorus supercharges your pea, protecting it from fixation. So the more of the pea you apply in the fall will be available when your wheat needs it. And the more pea your wheat sees, the more yield you'll see. An average of 6.9 bushels per acre, to be exact. Visit sfp.com or call 888-446-GROW and see what Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer can do for you. The relatively high cost of forage as well as supplement means that every mouth you're feeding in your mama cow herd these days needs to be a productive mouth. So, you need to be very selective in your replacement heifer selection. Make sure you're picking the right ones. So says cowcalf specialist Bob Weber. He says that there's several ideas that he's been talking with producers lately about. One thing that he emphasizes is for cattle producers to put more focus on the end use of the heifer's progeny when making selection decisions.
I think we're getting to a point in many breeds where we need to probably separate our maternal selection decisions from our terminal, say, our calf selection decisions. And so the bulls we use for those two different groups of calves in our operation likely need to be different, particularly if we're going to think about implementing a structured crossbreeding system. That provides us some opportunity to really make some divergent selections in terms of maternal traits for replacement heifers and those service sires that we bring into the herd that way via AI or natural service, and then separate from the selection decisions we use to produce calves for the marketplace, where we can be more terminally oriented, whether that's selling calves at weaning time or, you know, retaining ownership of those calves on through the rail, where end product traits may be more important.
Weber believes there are several EPDs to pay special attention to.
Some of the basic phenotypic considerations in terms of, you know, selecting replacement heifers maybe out of the middle group of your females or heifer calves in terms of weaning weight, but also some selection tools relative to the service sires that those heifers are out of in terms of EPD profiles, what traits make sense to select for in that breeding decision. To help mitigate one of the challenges we face currently, obviously, is feed supplies, and many people are concerned about their cows are too big and maybe give too much milk, and then certainly some of the new reproductive-based EPDs in terms of cow stayability or how long they last in the herd in terms of productivity, heifer pregnancy EPD, and some others related to docility and temperament as well.
Weber says that the drought of this year and last year, for that matter, reminding us that as we pick our females for our beef cow herds, we need to be making sure our females fit the environment of our ranch situation.
For those that are keeping heifers back, I think many of them are starting to hone in on those traits that are really important in their herd. So depending on how focused they were previously on either growth traits or carcass traits, sort of shifting the pendulum back towards maternal focus and reproductive kind of traits, maybe for some of them a pretty significant departure from what they've done previously. For others that have been more moderate in their pursuit of those terminal type traits, they're going to keep doing what they've been doing.
Some good ideas from Bob Weber, cow calf specialist out of K-State University, on picking those females for your mama cow herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, Dr. Barry and Roxanne Pollard want to invite you to Pollard Farms 15th annual production sale coming up Sunday, August 26th. 105 Angus lots to be sold in Wacomas at 12 noon on that Sunday, featuring donor dams and elite genetic matings, fall and spring ET heifers, spring pairs, spring bred heifers, fall bred cows and heifers. For information, give them a call 580-758-1464 for Pollard Farms, or go to their website, pollardfarms.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.